Praise be to Allah, and may Allah raise the rank of our Master Muhammad and protect his Muslim nation from that which he fears for them. I ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to grant us the sincere intentions. The Prophet meets with some of the people of Medina. At the time of Hajj, which was done in an invalid way by the blasphemers at the time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to meet with the various tribes and call them to Islam. During one of these times, he met with a group from Medina. He called them to Islam, and they believed. They said to him, "We will return to Medina and convey Islam to our relatives there." They also told him they would meet with him the next year. When they returned to Medina, they called the people to Islam, and some of the people there became Muslim. These were called the Ansar, the supporters. In the following year, 12 men from the Ansar came and gave allegiance to the Prophet. They said that they would not associate partners with Allah, steal, fornicate, or disobey Him. The Prophet ﷺ sent Mus'ab ibn Umair to teach them the matters of the religion. Many of the residents of Medina became Muslim, until there was no single family without a Muslim in it. During the next season of Al-Hajj, around 70 from the Ansar came to Mecca and gave allegiance to the Prophet during the night. Then Allah revealed to our Prophet that he and his followers must emigrate to Medina. The blasphemers of Quraysh found about the allegiance and that the Prophet had ordered his companions to go to Medina. They tried to prevent Muslims from leaving to Medina. Many Muslims left secretly. The blasphemers had a meeting and decided to kill Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before he left also. Jibril came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told him of the blasphemers' plan. He also told him not to sleep where he usually did. The Prophet then ordered Ali to sleep in his place and to cover himself with the cover of the Prophet. He also instructed him to return to their owners what the Prophet was safekeeping for people. When the Prophet went out of his house, there were a group of young men surrounding it, ready to kill him. Allah made the men unable to see our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then our Prophet took a handful of dirt and threw it on their heads while reciting the first 9 verses of Surah Yasin. In these verses, Allah tells that He made the blasphemers unable to see Him. The Hijrah, migration to Medina. After our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left his house, he went to our master Abu Bakr's house and told him that he had been given permission to migrate. Abu Bakr asked the Prophet if he could accompany him, and the Prophet agreed. Abu Bakr then cried out of happiness. Then they rode their female camels, which Abu Bakr had been preparing for the trip, until they reached the cave of Thawr, which they entered. This cave was not in the direction towards Medina in order to throw off the enemy. A few men were helping our Prophet and Abu Bakr secretly. Allah ordered a tree to grow in front of the entrance of the cave, and it concealed it. Then two wild birds made their nest in front of the entrance. The blasphemers were following the Prophet. When they arrived at the cave, they sent a man to scout the area. When he saw the nest and the tree, he went back and told them that there was no one in the cave, despite the fact that if he had only looked down at his feet, he could have seen our Prophet and Abu Bakr, but Allah prevented him. Sometime after the blasphemers left, the Prophet and his companion continued on their way to Medina. However, a man named Suraqa ibn Malik could find and follow them after he found out that the blasphemers of Quraysh had offered a reward for bringing the Prophet and Abu Bakr. When he came close to them, the Prophet made a dua, supplication against him, and the legs of his horse sank into the ground. Suraqa then asked the Prophet to make dua for him, promising that he would not tell anyone about their location. The Prophet made dua for him, and his horse returned to its original state. Suraqa returned to his people and kept his promise. About 8 years later, Suraqa became Muslim. On the way to Medina, Abu Bakr, Amr ibn Fuhayra, the slave of Abu Bakr, and the son of Urayqit, who guided them on their way, were with the Prophet. They passed by Ummu Ma'bad from the tribe of Khuza'ah, who did not know them. The Prophet said to her, O Ummu Ma'bad, do you have milk? She said, No, by Allah. He then saw a female sheep in the house and asked her about it. She said that it was an old sheep and did not produce milk anymore. The Prophet passed his hand over its back and udder. Then he asked for a container. He milked the sheep and filled the container. Then he gave the milk to his companions to drink. He milked the sheep again to fill the container for Ummu Ma'bad and he left. Later, upon her husband's return, Ummu Ma'bad described our Prophet in glowing terms. She said, He was innocently bright and had a glowing countenance. His manners were refined. Neither was his belly bulging out, nor was his head deprived of hair. He had black, attractive eyes, finely arched by continuous eyebrows. His hair was black. His neck was long. His beard was thick. His expression was pensive and contemplative, serene and sublime. He is fascinating from a distance, but with proximity, the fascination is changed into attachment and respect. His expression was very sweet and distinct. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad. She continued to say, His speech was well said and free from the use of superfluous words, as if it were a string of beads. His stature was neither too high nor too small to look repulsive. His companions always surrounded him. Whenever he uttered something, the listeners would hear him with rapt attention, and whenever he issued any command, they vied with each other in carrying it out. He was a master and a commander, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Muslims in Medina had heard that the Prophet was on his way to them. Every day they would be on the lookout for his arrival. However, on the day that he arrived, they waited until the sun became too hot for them to bear and returned to their homes before he arrived. When the Prophet and Abu Bakr arrived, just one man saw them. He shouted as loud as he could, informing the people of the Prophet's arrival. All came out to greet him. Many people there had become Muslim and still had never met the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thus, they were thrilled to see him for the first time. When the Prophet arrived, he was exactly 53 years old, for it was the same day and month of his birth, Monday, the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. The Islamic calendar counts this entire year as the first year of the calendar, beginning with the month of Muharram. Hence, the year that the Prophet immigrated to Medina is known as the first Hijrah immigration year. The Prophet entered Medina riding on his female camel. He let it walk freely until it reached a spot and sat. At this spot, the Prophet would build his mosque. The spot belonged to two orphans. They wanted to give our Prophet the land, but the Prophet insisted on paying for it. The Prophet stayed at the house of Abu Ayyub al-Ansari until he completed building the mosque and his wife's rooms, adjacent to the mosque. The Prophet took part in the labor of building. The ceiling was palm leaves and the floor was of sand. At the time, our Prophet had two wives, Lady Sauda and Lady Aisha, who arrived in Medina after the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, along with Lady Fatima, Lady Ummu Kulthum, and other close members of the household. Lady Zainab stayed in Mecca a while longer. It was an individual obligation for the Muslims to immigrate to Medina if able. It remained an obligation until the Prophet opened Mecca about 8 years later. The city of Medina. What a great blessing from Allah was the arrival of the Prophet in Medina, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before accepting Islam, the two Arab tribes of Medina, Al-Aws and Al-Khazraj, were fighting a lot. Then Allah made the hearts of both tribes inclined to Islam and love for Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Muslims who immigrated from Mecca were called the Muhajirun, the immigrants, and the Muslims of both tribes of Medina were called the Ansar, the supporters. After arriving in Medina, our Prophet paired men from the two groups to be special Muslim brothers. The brother from the Ansar welcomed and helped his brother from the Muhajirun get established in Medina. The Muhajirun brother helped his Ansar brother by teaching him what he learned from our Prophet while in Mecca. Allah instilled love in their hearts for one another. The Ansar liked to farm their land and helped the Muhajirun learn this skill. Also, there were marketplaces in Medina where the Muhajirun could conduct the work they were used to in Mecca. Many Jewish tribes were also settled around Medina. The Ansar had been used to living and dealing with them before our Prophet came. After his arrival, our Prophet called the Jews to Islam. Their top scholar, Abdullah ibn Salam, recognized our Prophet as the final Prophet of whom Prophet Moses had told his people. So he embraced Islam and became a good honorable companion. Other Jews among their scholars and laymen also became Muslim. Also in Medina, a group of Medina residents were the Munafiqun, hypocrites. These people said the two Islamic professions of faith, I profess that no one is God except Allah, and I profess that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, but in their hearts they really hated Rasulullah. Despite their harm, the city of Medina began to flourish with the light of faith and became Al-Madinatul Munawwarah, the illuminated city. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا